So, today we have the star that led the Magi. This is the Feast of Epiphany, or the manifestation of Jesus to the world. And the Magi represent all the nations, all of us, to receive and know that we can come to the Lord. And this is in the Roman Rite. And in our Eastern Catholic Rites, in the Orthodox Church, it's also known as Theophany. It's a similar feast. But in that case, it's the baptism of Jesus, where God the Father reveals Jesus as his Son. In both, the world now receives Jesus in our time, in flesh and blood, and in time. But this star. So I love this also about the star, because I'm kind of a science geek. I love thinking about these things. And when I was a kid, I used to open up those National Geographic magazines that had those pictures of the planets and the lunar landing, and I thought, man, this is cool. I can see a real picture of Saturn and the rings. And now we've got the Hubble telescope, and we've got the James Webb telescope, and we're seeing into deep space, and you're seeing that there's just a heck of a lot more out there than we ever knew. In our galaxy, the Milky Way, there's 100 billion stars. Our sun is one of them. We're about a quarter of the way out, I think, from the center of our galaxy. 100 billion stars. But then you start seeing these images, and scientists tell us today we can know that there's between 200 billion and 2 trillion galaxies in the known universe, the observable universe. In 1927, a Catholic priest scientist came up with the Big Bang Theory. And it's the one that we currently still hold, that everything at one point was all together in the center, and then it just kind of blew up. And that occurred about 16 billion years ago. 16 billion years ago. So somewhere out there, 16 billion light years, that first light from the Big Bang is still going out there. And then around 2,000 years ago, a star appeared. And Jesus Christ came to our planet, God in the flesh. 2,000 years and 16 billion, this was barely yesterday. Jesus walked the earth. It's amazing. But why that time? What is the right time? That's the calendar thing. We talk about time and stars, and it's like, what is God's time? For whatever reason, this is the right time that God chose to come into our life and our existence. And life has never been the same. Human evolution has been changing. And Jesus' life and ministry was a radical change. We'll go to the scriptures. In Isaiah, it was written that it was a time of darkness, gloom, clouds, thick clouds, but a light has shone. A light has shone in the darkness. That is what we're celebrating with Epiphany. But the light had shone. That time frame, that was written while the Jews were in captivity. And when Jesus came to earth, it probably wasn't much better under the Romans occupying. 2,000 years later, we could say, well, you know, things have improved quite a bit. We have a lot of freedoms and things, but you know what? There are still a lot of dark clouds and gloom in the world. We look around, we still struggle a lot. But the good news is the light has come and shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And it proclaims a king that comes in meekness, but a king that comes for the poor, the afflicted, the imprisoned, to bring justice, justice that leads to peace, justice, reconciling relationships that leads to peace. And Jesus' life and ministry was all about that. Being Christian, yes, we confess that Jesus is Lord, we repent of our sins and accept him as our Savior. Jesus proclaimed that gospel, but he also proclaimed it with deeds. deeds of healing, deeds of the healing the blind, the lame, freeing the captives, those with demons, freeing, embracing those who were the outcast of society, touching the leper, speaking with the Samaritan woman, which he should never have done. And he came to reveal himself first to Israel, but to all the world. And that's what we celebrate. So an epiphany. Epiphany is the manifestation. It's this bringing about of Christ. And 2,000 years later, how do we bring about epiphany? How does epiphany continue to occur? It comes through us, the church. We are the manifestation of Christ. You know, I've seen this in the last several weeks, just in our own parish, that these glimpses and examples of epiphany. One example was a number of parishioners attended a faith leaders conference in the city. There was over 200 people there. Us Catholic parishioners were there, other Christian denominations, Jews, Muslims, people of other faiths, but all gathering around the table to talk about our common concerns for our community, about justice and peace and how to help our city and our community, to give advice to the new mayor. But you know, I'm looking at this and it's just like, this is a glimpse of the nations coming before God to bring about the new kingdom of God, seeing all these people here. Another one recently was some of our parishioners, we attended an ecumenical service right before Thanksgiving with Church of Our Savior and House of Prayer for All People. It was wonderful. Women, men, African-American, white, faith leaders, parishioners, we're all gathering together to praise and pray to God and to intercede for our community. Again, a glimpse of this epiphany of the nations gathering to praise God and to realize God's presence. And then lastly, just yesterday, I participated with our parish's Black White discussion group. And that particular discussion was actually a very challenging one. It was very difficult. There were people there that have strong views and passionate about the differences and also the experience of suffering and division that have occurred. And it reminded me that manifesting Christ in our world is not an easy thing. It requires getting engaged. It requires patience. It requires sometimes suffering and struggle on our part to bring that about. So, to bring it back to time, you know, we started with the chant. Time is precious. You know, I talked about 16 billion years, 2,000 years ago. If we're lucky, we live 80 years. That is just hardly a blink. Let's make the most of it. Let's come together. Let's manifest Christ. And I want to close with, we pray also for our Pope Francis, and his intention for the month is to pray for diversity in the church, to recognize that we have people from all walks of life, all races, different nations, cultures, and that we need to value the gifts and charisms each bring. And we pray that that occurs in our church. Happy Epiphany. God bless.